Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm going to announce that December 28th, coming right up here, CSC Talk Radio will celebrate 2,000 shows. It'll be our 2,000th show. And, you know, it's been a long haul. You know that I own the show and in more ways than one. And it's exciting to share this day and this hour with you every day. CSC Talk Radio is the voice of rural America. I do believe that with all my heart, and the forgotten Americans. And we were that way long before it became, what's the old country song, before it was cool. We were that way before it was cool. We're available live every day, weekday mornings, right here from 10:06 to 11. You can listen on the local station, and many of you are listening on KFAL here in Fulton, Missouri. Or you can go to the website and look up the station list there, and we're on internet stations as well, internet networks and shortwave radio. So if you miss a show, too, you can always listen again because we have a podcast and we have a 24-hour streaming. We've been on broadcast now. I cannot believe this. If you'd asked me 30 years ago what I was going to do with my life, this would have been the last thing I would have ever said. But it's been over 25 years now that I've been in broadcasting, counting the time I was with Derry Brownfield, and I'm delighted to be here with you. It is something I really enjoy, and I'm hoping that we are making a difference, at least in our world, in rural America, and hopefully stretching those arms out, as a mother hen would do, to all America, so we can all continue to enjoy freedoms and liberties. So 2000th show, be sure to join me. It just happens to be landing on one of our Fridays. 2000th show is December 28th. Well, you know, we have the American dream. You know, an ideal we used to all think was special, unique, free, freedom. On one hand, we're told that America is evil, selfish nation. And on the other hand, we're told we must let all thousands upon thousands of illegal immigrants into our nation. No questions asked. And if we don't, they, the illegal aliens themselves, are now going to demand we pay them, we the people, pay them. Because it ain't Trump's money. So this slap, although they're blaming President Donald Trump, is really at the American people. $50,000 a head. And then they'll go away. They'll go back home if you pay them $50,000. Isn't that called extortion? So the Democrats, lack of common sense, and the rhinos getting their big bucks from Chamber of Commerce and other lobbyings for labor, cheap labor, they've created an American nightmare. Not just at the border, but in the morals of this nation. The left socialists are so evil now that they will accuse the president of mishandling campaign funds while ignoring the campaign finance, and they think he ignored the campaign finance rules, but they have a slush fund, which is tax dollars from you, the American people, that they use to quiet those that they have sexually harassed or abused in their own offices. What about that slush fund? But that's your money. That's we the people's money, my friends. And I suppose Nancy Pelosi, with her high moral standards, is okay with the American people paying off the immigrants. After all, we pay them welfare and health care once they get here illegally. And you and I can't even expect such for our own lives. The Dems, the left, the womanizers, yes, I've said it, womanizers, that's what they are. They're just pimping these women. And you need to know that, you females out there that are listening. They're not worried about women's rights. But now they want to try and pass a ruling or legislation, I don't know exactly what they're calling it, to make abortion a human right. What about the little human they're killing? Are you kidding me? If their morals get any higher, we'll all be euthanized and destroyed. I mean, if you read Margaret Sanger's doctrines, if you're crippled, you cost society. If you're getting too old, you're costing the government or society. And it's best you die. If you have too big a family, it's best some of those children die. That's Margaret Sanger, you know, Hillary Clinton's hero. That's Nancy Pelosi's morals. But hey, don't quarantine an illegal immigrant child in a so-called cage for their own protection. No, that's just cruel. Maybe, according to the left's human rights, they should be aborted after all soon. You know, I mean, after all, discussing if that's what their particular life is worth the cost. When do you make that decision? This nation has truly lost its way. You need to understand this is not just politics. This is out and out evil. An entire nation turning away from God. I think you know this. Deep inside, you have to know that killing an unborn child isn't the moral thing or the humanitarian thing to do. While seeing children in cages isn't a sight we enjoy, it is and was for protection, not for punishment. Like when I sent my children, one of my boys, to their room and told them they couldn't come out till they changed their attitude and apologized. I know, I was a mean mommy. We do have a guest today. It's Dennis Ball. He's been on the show before. He listens regularly and occasionally he calls in. He's just one man who wants to make a difference, to wake up America and bring America home. And we welcome Dennis Ball. Dennis, how are you doing today? Dennis? Have we lost Dennis? All right, we're going to hang on here a second. We're having a little difficulty. There we go. Dennis, are you with us now?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me now? That's a commercial, you know. Can you hear me now? Did you get to hear the monologue?
I did. It was very good. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. I took advantage of you today. I knew you wouldn't mind if I hit on some of the current events today, and there's a whole bunch of them, and I've had to be quiet all week as far as what I wanted to talk about. So I'm taking advantage of you, Dennis, because I know you kind of have the same ideas as I. But don't you think they've turned the American dream into an American nightmare right now?
Oh, I think we're in a crisis big time, and I believe you said you were broadcasting from Fulton, Missouri. That's where Winston Churchill made his speech.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, and I think it's appropriate. We're talking about this because this is no good. It's just no good, Beth Ann. And I just see here a total breakdown of our culture from once we were blessed from our parents and our heritage, our forefathers, to be able to have and to hold the family structure together with property rights and liquidity and financial support and family values that transcends time based on our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and all of that which is good, decent, and honorable.
Yeah, and I hear music. We're headed into our first break. I think we have fallen away from God. That's a big part of it, and, well, it's a huge, it is the main thing, really, basically. But these, this turning around of morals in this nation. You know, Pelosi said it goes against her morals to build a wall and protect the border. That's just immoral. And I'm trying to think, what's immoral about that? And they made a big deal out of the children being in the cages, which was for protection. It's not a sight we'd like to see. It could have been done different. But there's some other reasons, too. And we've got quite a bit to talk about, Dennis, when you return. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Dennis and Beth Ann will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines here real quick. Dennis, we have Tim from Iowa with a comment. Tim, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth. How's it going? Hi, Beth. How's it going today?
It's going okay, sir.
You know, I'm kind of surprised here. The Democrats are fighting Trump on this immigration issue. You know, I have yet to talk to any Democrats. When you point out to my Democratic friends, that they're fighting illegal immigration, if they're against doing something about illegal immigration, they're actually undermining labor unions, and Democrats are supposed to be for labor unions. Their eyes light up. It's like, you know, I never thought about that, because I've never met anybody in a union who's for somebody coming in there and undermining their wages. Have you?
No. Well, not the individuals, but the higher-ups, possibly.
Well, sure. They're all out, you know, colluding with Chamber of Commerce or something like that.
Yeah, you know, I drive into work, and it's a short drive into work every day, and there's a neighbor that has, you know, proud to be a union worker. Well, yeah, you're proud to be a union worker, and so they vote Democrat all the time. They've always got the Democrat things, and they voted against some of the things we had, the propositions we had here on the ballot this year, and because they were told it was going to hurt them, but the opposite is true, and I don't know how come they keep buying into all these Democrat lies. Well, and the Republicans, I mean, they're taking money from Chamber of Commerce and the Koch brothers and all these that want to come in here with the cheap labor.
And, you know, there's nothing, and Lori's concerned, all of us are concerned about economic development. Well, developing American jobs and buying American, isn't that economic development?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're creating jobs where people can buy homes and pay taxes, you know.
Right.
And that's what we've been struggling with for about 40 years now. And it's great that Dennis is promoting Buy American and bringing America home like that. It's just great. But, you know, that's the thing. We need to remind all of our Democrat friends, our neighbors, and that, hey, you need to kind of look at this a little bit and realize you're undermining the labor market, mm-hmm. you know, with lower wages.
And
killing development.
And as Mike Cutler talks about, it's not just those coming across the border illegally. It's also those coming in with their visas and letting those run out and staying here. But it's also that they're trying to increase those coming in for the higher jobs, and they're still paying them less than they'd pay the American. And so the American is still out of jobs, and those are the higher paid jobs. So we're getting hit on both sides, and we're going to end up a nation that's just service. You know, all we're going to do is say, do you want fries with that? And pretty soon we're not going to be able to say that. It's going to all be automated. So.
Nobody's going to be able to afford to buy the fries.
Yeah,
if we don't get our economy going and think of America first here, it's just...
I agree. I'm going to let Dennis chime in here with you. Dennis?
Yeah. Well, yes, thanks, Tim, for your comments. I think those are very valid. I think we're experiencing right now a meltdown in the society with respect to how we go about our business. I've written books about this, The Fair Deal, A Plan to Cancel the National Debt and Restore Fiscal Accountability, and I have a sister book called Abolonomics, Lifting America and the World Out of Poverty from the Bottom Up. My estimation and my ascertainment of all of this is that we need skilled labor. We need industry to be attracted back into the United States. I said in 2011 that money should come back in the United States. There's $2 trillion offshore. Of course, businesses did that because of the tax structure. That needs to be redone. The Fair Deal talks about all that. I go all the way back to President Kennedy and Woodrow Wilson in 1913. We're living under a tyrannical system of government that
yes.
the Supreme Court in 1895 did not support, taxes on wages. My goal is, and our goal of our party, is that your money, your property, stays in your pocket, and government works for us, which we are the governing. It's our duty, and we have to be smart about this. We're the governing. We have to tell them and show them what needs to happen, and if necessary, create the people to make that happen. And in my case, I believe we're at that point. And I also believe that law enforcement needs to do their jobs so that the American worker and her or his family will be supported in that role to be parents, to be able to support a family. You can't raise a family on minimum wage, as we know. We've got people out here working two and three jobs just to keep a roof over their head. No good. We want living wage jobs, I'd say 25 to 30 an hour. How are you going to get there? You're going to get there by having industries and skilled labor that make that happen. And by the way, it's not only in the United States. How about around the world? That's
yes.
Abolonomics. That's also the Ball Doctrine. And I will say this, that President Kennedy's executive order in 1963 is still good. All this debt that has piled up since then does not belong to the American people except for the Social Security and the money that we borrowed from China and other countries. That's about $6 trillion. This needs to go away, the balance of that, by the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a private corporation. It does not belong to the American people. American
no.
people do not ask for this. This is the big problem, the big elephant in the room. It needs to go away.
Absolutely. Tim?
You know what might be interesting too, Dennis, is 2011 I was a grassroots organizer for a group that was trying to get the next president to use lean principles to bring efficiency into the budget and balance the national budget. And
that was SAN, right? Strong America Now. That was Strong America Now,
yes,
SAN, yeah.
Yes.
And we lobbied all the presidential candidates around here. We followed them around and talked with them and everything. And we actually had a pledge that they'll learn to do this, because I was working for Mike George, the founder of Lean Six Sigma, who's trained the Joint Chiefs of Staff on military budget efficiency and lean processes. He does manufacturing, too. And what's interesting, we got every presidential candidate to agree to have Mike instruct them in this policy, except the two nominees, Obama and Romney.
Yeah.
We got every other presidential candidate to actually sign a pledge that they'd have Mike teach them the lean process and advise them on eliminating waste and balancing the federal budget.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, Tim. Whatever happened to the gentleman that was promoting that?
Oh, he's still around, but he's just not involved in he got really soured on the whole system because we had to allow him. That was the first time. He's a very efficient-minded person, Mike is, and he's doing other things. Yeah, of course, he's promoting manufacturing a lot, and you know, I'm kind of happy. I've got three grandsons under 25, and they're all in blue collar union jobs. Mm. So,
well, when you get a moment, I'm going to have to let you go here. But when you get a moment, would you send me his information? I'd like to get a hold of him again.
Yeah, I'll see if I can dig something up, because I haven't talked to him for about a couple years here. So.
Okay. All
and,
right.
But I'll see about my other fellow that was in that with me. And
okay.
We might have some contacts yet.
Good deal. Good deal. I appreciate that.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Tim. Thank you. Tim's been working an awful long time, too, Dennis, to try and bring America around and bring him home, wake him up, and bring some common sense back into legislation. I know that they worked awful hard in 2012 during that election. And like he said, the only ones that refused to sign up for it and take a class in it was President Barack Obama and candidate Mitt Romney.
Right, and I can appreciate where you're coming from and Tim is coming from, because both of those people obviously have a different agenda. And I'm working on a book right now called The United Nations Agenda 21, The Big Lie. And I believe that this is where we are now, too, regarding the overall reasons why we are experiencing so many of these problems that we were born into beginning in 1913.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes back that far, and I always like to bring it back to Congress, because
yes.
Congress is the one who did it then. They're the ones who are implementing the craziness now, going after the president for everything. They hate this man. They didn't hate him before he became president, or before
right.
he ran for president. They were all there begging him for money, but now they hate
That's
him. He's
it.
The worst man on earth. He's doing
That's
all
it.
These bad things,
right.
and... costing
no
them
good.
Money. It's costing them dollars, and that's what
that's
they don't
it.
Like. They don't care about the American people.
So. I appreciate you saying that. That's very good.
All right. We're going into a break, and your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Dennis Ball. He's got some ideas, and we're going to share those when we come back.
For spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Dennis, we have another caller. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Beth. You were talking about morality. We had a situation down in Ozark. I'm calling from Douglas County, but this happened down in Ozark County last week. You were talking about morality. This deal with morality and constitutional rights. Down there, they had a couple from Wisconsin come down that was atheist, and they couldn't have their cross plugged in with tree lights. They made a complaint to Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, coming to Missouri. Everybody in Missouri that followed Jesus as our God, we ought to flood the office of Attorney General of Missouri with complaints against the state of Wisconsin. They won't play that game.
Well, there's a lot of persecution against the Christians these days. I'm going to let Dennis say something here.
Well, yes, and I want to say this, that in Illinois and Arkansas, the atheist community has erected statues to Satan at the state capitals. This is an assault on Christianity. It's an assault on American values. This is indicative of the crisis we're into, and there's so many fronts from the Muslim Brotherhood. All of this, to me, is satanic, and wants to destroy us as a people and everything that we stand for. This is unacceptable. We have to fight this, people. It's our time to fight back.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Larry, for bringing Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Beth.
All right, thank you, Larry. You know, Dennis, you mentioned the UN Agenda 21, and of course now they have it. They're calling it 2030. They've extended it, I guess, enlarged it. And it is the big lie. It is a takeover of the United States of America and the breaking down of property rights. And people don't understand that. They really don't understand it because mainstream media doesn't talk about it. Fox doesn't talk about Agenda 21. You're not going to hear about Agenda 21 on Fox News.
Right.
They're not going to talk about
That's
it.
Right.
So if
That's
you want
right.
to know about the truth, you're going to have to listen to little shows like mine that can barely make, well, we're not making a living, to be quite honest, but you know, you're not going to hear about it anywhere else.
You're right. And this is that's so alarming is that all of these things are being done under the radar as if we have another President Kennedy assassination conspiracy that keeps all of us in the dark until the truth finds its way to the top. And I have found my way with this by hook or by crook. Into recognizing we are under attack from every angle. They want to destroy this country. Agenda 21 is a socialist communist plot to take over everything. Resources, transportation, housing. They call it stack and pack, put you in a condo with everybody else around you. They're talking about no cars. I believe also that what happened in California with these fires was a direct result of drones with direct energy weapons. What do you think of that, Beth Ann?
Well, now, I hadn't thought about that, but I know they're also a direct result of lack of management because they're run by the government officials.
Well, yeah, but let me say this. You may want to research this out. There's evidence that shows that there are trees standing around property that's completely decimated. Usually, a home burns at 1,100 degrees. A glass melts at 2,700. Guess what? There's nothing left on many of these properties. I mean, it's like a tornado came in and took everything.
Right.
This is no good. I believe there's evidence also to show that there are laser beams coming out of the sky on property, on the car fire, the Paradise fire. And there's another fire. I don't recall the name of it, but people have died in these fires. There's evidence that on the highways we have cars and trucks melted.
Yes, we
that is
that.
Absolutely outrageous. Look, this is a crisis, people. We've got to get together here and fight this. And as far as I'm concerned, I'll say this again. I hate to be an alarmist, but I am so emotionally wound up here with this. If you're not working for your family, who are you working for?
That's right. That's right. And
that's
we can
an ethical
see,
question.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm trying to work for my family. I'm trying to fight for them. You know, it's the property rights is it's a very important issue, and it is one of the first things that they are wanting to take away from us, and that's why they want to take the Second Amendment away. They want to take your land, and they know that's not going to be too willing, and so they want to take that Second Amendment away from you. And many of those that are fighting for that, they just plain don't get it. They don't understand why that Second Amendment is there. It's to keep the government from infringing upon your rights and taking your property and taking your families and taking your jobs and on and on and on with what they're doing. I mean, when we talk about the fires and these forest fires and the land, they've already taken that land. They've already taken it. And people that are in holders there, they've lost their way. This is just absolutely ridiculous. And I'm going to talk to my listeners, and I'm going to tell you, Dennis, you need to subscribe to Range Magazine. Range Magazine tells the truth. It's the last of the good journalists, and they tell the truth in there. People that are really following this in Agenda 21. I don't know if you know Tom DeWeese, but he's a writer, and he goes around. We're going to have him on the air next week on Tuesday, I do believe, if my memory isn't too foggy. And he's going to be on, and we're going to talk about that then again, and we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on. And he's been fighting this for a long, long time, just like you have. And Range Magazine is just so important, and you need to subscribe to that, because CJ's like me. She's trying hard. You know, we can't make a living doing this. We're just trying hard to get the truth out there. And it's been a sacrifice for her. And I'll tell you what, she's just one heck of a woman. I just admire her so much. And so I gave her a little plug. But your new book, I haven't read that, the UN Agenda 21, The Big Lie. We know that it's a big lie. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I'm still doing the research. I do have the cover. I'm in production on it.
Oh, okay. It's not finished yet.
Okay. It's not finished yet. But the aspects of it are depopulation, open borders, eminent domain, sustainable development. All of this supposedly sounds great. But what it really is a plan of power and control over everything.
Well, let me talk about that depopulation a little bit, because we have been hearing that for years and years and years. Now they're telling us another reason we need to let all these illegal aliens and all these immigrants across the border is because we haven't been populating here like we should be. And so we don't have enough people. So they're turning it around on us now.
Yes, you're correct. And it's another lie. Let all the immigration in, 63% of them are on welfare, will continue and continue that road at the expense of the American people, the taxpayers. Well, I mean, we're in a scam mode here. It's a scam.
Oh, and, well, it's tyranny. It's exactly what it is. We're under a tyrannical rule. And that's what the deep state is. It's tyrannical rule. They're ruling us by bureaucracy, and they're trying to take over the courts. They're trying to take over the federal judges. They're using the federal judges who are not following the Constitution, but they're following agendas and pushing against this president because, you know, whether you like everything he does or not, I don't like everything he does. But I think he is truly the first president in my lifetime. Maybe Ronald Reagan tried for a little while, but I think he had too much establishment around him as well. But he's the first president in my lifetime that I know that has fought back. And he fights hard. And I don't know, it's not pretty. But I got a big kick out of the transparency the other day when Pelosi and Schumer were in the office there with President Trump, and they were talking about immigration and the things that they were saying. It was just, it was unreal. And they did not like those cameras seeing what they were doing. They didn't want the American people to see what was going on there. We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Transparency. Don't let the American people see the deals we're cutting. Those D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. And Dennis and Beth Ann will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand and its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're visiting with Dennis Ball. We're talking about the crisis we're in, and we are in a crisis. And it starts with the falling away of our foundation, our founding fathers. They were not saints. I won't ever pretend that they were. But they were trying to put a nation together that was a godly nation and a nation built on the people leading, not elected officials or bureaucracy. Now, Dennis, when we talk about the corruption, and I'm reading here, this just came in just before I went on the air, and I printed it off so I could kind of look at it during commercials. But this is kind of huge, and it says that this is coming from Team Bongino. I don't know if you know Dan Bongino. I got him on the air one time. I met him when I went to Philadelphia. We were in a Second Amendment rally together. It says, The judge has ordered Mueller to turn over key documents in the Flynn case. Now, when Flynn went to meet and interview with the FBI, somebody told him, no, don't bring a lawyer. You don't need a lawyer for this. One of the FBI people. So this kind of turns things around that has come to the head. And so the judge is issuing an order for all of it to be turned over from the Flynn case, to all the documents. And yes, they have to have it done by 3:00 tomorrow.
Okay.
Now that was dirty. That was dirty. That was an intentional setup on Flynn. And of course, then later on, it says Flynn's report was dated August the 22nd, 2017. Nearly 7 months after his meeting with the FBI agent took place, that he didn't need a lawyer for. You don't need anybody
right
here. You know, I said yesterday, I don't know if you listened to yesterday's show, I believe we've got too many lawyers elected in positions of law.
Yes,
and
I did.
They're abusing the laws that they make. ignoring the laws that they make, using their loopholes, using everything they can against the American people, against this president. And I don't believe those who make the laws should be practicing the laws. That's my opinion.
I believe you're right, because look at the mess we're in, and this is the Congress's fault over the years.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe that's why this is very timely. Everything you're saying, I'm writing about, I'm also organizing under the American Party of America, the American National Committee. I want to read a quote from Bolinomics on page 53. Economic freedom requires economic equity, which the terms derive their origin in free enterprise capitalism. Presidents John Adams and James Monroe describe in a series of commentaries in what is known as the Federalist Papers that the road to financial independence is lack of intrusion by governments targeting one's money and property. Both seem to be always on government's radar, putting citizens at their mercy. And then I go on to describe the Battle of Yorktown, Virginia, where wasn't this what they were fighting against with the British government?
Mm-hmm.
King George and his army trying to force their way and their will on the American people? Is that not what we are dealing with again, but from within our own government?
You know, even on issues of abortion and on issues of the border, the majority of the American people do not want abortion, or they do not want abortion to be government funded. The majority of the American people, and you're not going to hear this, the majority of the American people do not want, they want immigration laws. They want something to be done about this crisis on the border. You just cannot have all these folks, however needy they might be, by the tens of thousands crossing this border. It is detrimental to our economics and to our health. And I read something this morning. I don't know if you get anything from these people or not, and I think I've misplaced it here. But I've had her on the air before. It's Dr. Orient. And she was talking about what happened in the past with some of our diseases. When you bring people of different cultures together, one culture doesn't have the immunity to the same viruses or diseases that the others are carrying. And we have proof of that in the past. And she named several instances. In fact, she even went back to remember when when Europe came in here, and how sick many of the native citizens here, the Indians, got sick and died because they got the diseases that were being carried by the Europeans. But when you mix a culture, some don't have an immunity to the same diseases the others have. And so you put them at risk. So these children that are coming across the borders, they have diseases within them that our children and adults don't have a resistance to. They don't have an immunity to them yet. And it is going to end up being devastating, but they ignored it. And you mentioned Woodward Wilson, and I think she mentioned him. He ignored it back then when we had plagues. And it was the same thing that she said, it's not from a lack of vaccines. It's from mixing the cultures and they come in. It's a lack from immunities. And it was very interesting. And it's another thing that, we're not being told. In fact, some people are saying, no, they're not carrying diseases. Well, of course they are. So are we. So, anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, it's all timely as far as I'm concerned, and I write about it. I have 15 titles right now on Amazon.com if your listeners are interested. And I said my 16th book. I didn't even realize I was going to write another book until this stuff is in my face.
Mm-hmm.
I read about it, some of it in the Fair Deal and Bolinomics, but now we are seeing a total conspiracy by the globalists to take down our country through stealth, by the way, all under the radar. And the American people have got to be educated. We've got to get educated here and
absolutely
move it forward. We're so far behind people. Get educated. You can read my books or go someplace else to find the knowledge, but get the knowledge, because the knowledge is power. And the realities are we are in trouble. Until there is a change here, on the part of the American people to do something about it, this situation will continue. Churchill was in Fulton, Missouri. Churchill was sounding the alarm then. He said, communism is coming. The Cold War is on. This was after World War II.
Now, it's not cold. It's heated up. I mean, we're in a civil disrest. I mean, a civil unrest. We're in a civil war of sorts. And the fact that the media is against us. And like I said, you're not even going to hear Fox News mention anything of Agenda 21 and the taking of lands that's happening across this nation.
Yes, you're right. I've had my own experience here in Southern Illinois, in Marion, Illinois, dealing with the local government. All politics is local. I'm running for mayor here. The realities are they took property that does belong to them. It belonged to a trust, my mother's trust. There's other issues involved, another case. There's a stay from a appellate court and a local court.
We're out of time, Dennis. It went fast. It's the fastest hour of the day. Thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do. And good luck with that mayor run. I hope you get that. I really, really do. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann and Dennis Ball. We've been talking about the crisis. There is a crisis, but there is a solution. And you are that solution. You have to get up and get involved. You have to realize that the liberty of your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren is just about to be stolen, completely stolen, and a pretense. So you have to make your mind up, be committed to do what you can to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.